Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
All day we've been tracking the hostage situation in a cafe in downtown Sydney, Australia. It ended a few hours ago after police stormed the Lind Cafe in Sydney's financial district in the early morning hours Australian time. Seconds later, television viewers watched as apparent victims were carried out on stretchers and in the arms of police. For more than 16 hours, a man identified by Australian police as Iranian-born Man Haran Monis had been holding customers and employees at gunpoint. He's well known to police, with a long criminal record for writing hate mail and being an accessory in the murder of his ex-wife. He was currently out on bail on charges of sexual assault of other women. Clint Van Zandt is the FBI's former chief hostage negotiator. He's been following the situation with us all morning. In fact, Clint, we were speaking with you earlier, right when the shootout began. What were your thoughts then and now about that?
Well, of course, my thoughts at the time were I hoped that the assault force could get in and get to him quickly enough before he had a chance to shoot any of the hostages. But realizing full well that in a situation like that, in the middle of the night with flashbangs going off, with the subject perhaps firing a shotgun, the assault force going in, and a dozen or so hostages perhaps running or crawling on the floor, there was the likelihood that someone else could be injured other than the hostage taker.
But you, very risky, but you were not surprised it was happening when it was happening.
No, if you're going to do something like that, you'd like to go in under the cover of darkness. I mean, law enforcement, or in this case, the Australian SAS, they're special response military team. They really rule the night. They have the night vision capability. They practice on these type of assaults at night. And as you and I may have discussed earlier, they usually have two different plans. One is called a deliberate assault plan, which means if we have lots of time in the daylight and we go in, this is what we're going to do. And then there's the emergency assault plan, which says if we see a hostage go down or if we think the threat level to the hostages has increased dramatically where people are going to start to die, we have to go in this second and we have to know what to do. It looks like it may have been that latter one where, under the cover of darkness again, a hostage went down. Whether the hostage was shot or fell, we don't know. But something, there was some catalyst that caused the authority to go in at that moment to try to rescue the hostages that were left inside.
There were some reports from the many reporters who were right there on the scene that there was a hostage down, but that's not been confirmed. And so, you know, we will wait to hear what actually happened. But what is your sense of this overall? Australia raised its terror warning level back in September. We remember that terrible story. They arrested and charged a man with conspiring with an ISIS leader in Syria to behead random people on the streets of Sydney. So there was a raid and people were arrested and one man charged. There obviously had been concerns that someone in Australia would be inspired by or encouraged by ISIS. But then we're hearing about this suspect again. He is a suspect at this point, but who has this long criminal record. What do you make of that?
I think what we're seeing is a new face of terrorism. I mean, we can go back to Bali in 2002, where over 200 people were killed. The attack in Mumbai at various locations where 175 died. The U.S., of course, our 9/11, what we all went through on that. But now what we're seeing is individuals like U.S. Army Major Nadal Hussein at Fort Hood, or the recent shooter at Parliament in Ottawa, or the man who beheaded a woman in Oklahoma, or the individual who attacked New York City police officers with an axe recently. These are the so-called lone wolf, somewhat self-inspired individuals who don't have to sit around a campfire or necessarily get on the internet and get direction from anyone else. They're inspired by what they hear, what they see, and without direction, come up with their own plan. And these, for law enforcement, of course, are the most challenging because we have nothing to intersect, nothing to interdict. If there is one person making a plan and he agrees with himself, there's no way for law enforcement to have an informant or somebody like that inside the circle, and an individual like we saw today is fully capable. We see what one person and an easily obtainable firearm, no matter what country, what they can create, the chaos, and know full well, Robin, that there are people, there are terrorist groups and potential lone wolves of the future that have watched this today and that will gain additional inspiration as to what to do and how to do it, because after all, terrorism is getting up on a stage, pounding your chest, and making the world listen to you, and that's what this man was able to do today.
Well, and also, you know, with that background, allegedly conspired in a brutal murder of his ex-wife, writing hate mail to people there, you know, you throw in, as you told us earlier, potentially mental health issues, and it's a terrible cocktail. Clint Van Zandt, the FBI's former chief hostage negotiator, the FBI very active working with the Sydney police all morning. Clint, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Good to be with you.